Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Sa Hulyo ay darating muli sa Australia ang 67 mga Pilipino na nakabilang sa prestihiyosong Australia Award Scholarship. Ngayon ay ibabahagi sa atin ng isang graduate ng Masters of Architecture sa Deakin University at isa rin sa mga naging Australia Award Scholars noong 2015 ang kanyang kwento. Narito ang aming panayam.
SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Hi Charmaine, mabuhay ka.
Hi Cybele, how are you?
So, pangarap mo ba talaga na mag-aral abroad ever since you were young?
Actually, never crossed my mind before.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually just, I finished my degree in architecture and then mm-hmm. I was practicing architect na for around 2-3 years.
All right.
And then, because nga of globalization and all those other things, mm-hmm. nag-decide akong mag-master's.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were master's options in the Philippines at that time. But then I stumbled upon the scholarship
mm-hmm.
For Australia. And then I decided, why not take the risk and take the leap and try to do master's abroad.
So ano yung naging proseso na pinagdaanan mo to get the scholarship?
To be honest, mahaba yung process.
Okay.
Siguro the whole process in itself with all the interviews, all the requirements, at saka lahat ng mental preparation as well,
mm-hmm.
At the same time also working, it was about more than a year to from the moment na I decided to apply to the mm-hmm. moment na nag-submit and to all the other things, even the pre-departure briefing. Kahit na nung natanggap na for the scholarship, marami pa ring processes na pinagdaanan.
Okay.
But I think it was a year's worth of work. No, super worth it naman.
Okay. So kasi sa pagkakaintindi ko, yung mga applicants, they mm-hmm. needed to submit yung re-entry action plan para
yes.
maging scholar.
Mm-hmm.
And nabasa ko nga yung plano mo, no? It is something na parang bago for our country talaga. So can you tell us about yung Lihok Kabataan para ma-inform yeah. mo rin yung listeners about your concept?
So yung re-entry action plan is mm-hmm. the very core of the scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung pinakamalaking basis para mapili ka sa Australia Award Scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung sa akin is Lihok Kabataan.
Yeah.
Lihok,
mm-hmm.
yes. Lihok means movement. Mm-hmm. So, today, di ba yung children live a sedentary lifestyle
mm-hmm.
and then we don't have that much play spaces. As an architect myself, I've been involved in building play spaces before.
Mm-hmm.
Even before I became an architect, even as a student pa. Mm-hmm. Kasi by statistics, only a good 16% of the children in the Philippines have access to proper play spaces. At saka hindi siya binibigyan ng masyadong priority, especially in housing developments, wherein dapat supposedly provided siya
mm-hmm.
ng laws and regulations na mag-provide ng play spaces for children. But mm-hmm. di siya nami-meet usually.
Mm-hmm.
So, isa sa mga reasons behind this was the lack of resources and funds.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yun nga, na pasok ako sa isang movement na building play spaces and na-realize ko na walang technical background ang people
mm-hmm.
on how to build play spaces. But there is a possibility of building play spaces with local resources.
Okay.
So, yun yung pinaka-drive ko behind it to make play spaces available regardless the class mm-hmm. ng nabibelong yung children.
Okay, kasi diba like for me, nung bata ako, sa kalsada lang kami naglalaro
yes,
eh.
Exactly.
So, parang mm-hmm. itong program mo na to, or itong concept mo na to, this encourages as well yung safe space for playing, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi children will play regardless.
Mm-hmm.
It is innate
yeah.
for children to play. And I think it is our duty as adults
mm-hmm.
and as children when we were younger to provide facilities for this need as well as also to also promote na kasi sometimes when you think play, it's not really a requirement. You think na it's secondary but actually it's the main core wherein a child learns more in the playground.
Totoo, yeah.
More especially
mm-hmm.
social skills apart from the physical skills,
yep,
social skills
yep, definitely.
Din na bibuild.
Yeah. So Charmaine, when
yes.
you came here, paano yung naging setting mo? Are you independent or tumira ka sa university? How is it?
actually, yung experience ko was sort of unique. Kasi I am from an open category in the scholarship award. So, I was more or less independent. I came from the private sector.
Okay.
And also, I chose the university, Deakin University, as my university. Mm-hmm. And ako lang yung mag-isa. So, it was a bit scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, kasi ako, sa whole batch ng scholars at that time, I was the only one in the university. Though it's not a rare case, I know a lot of other scholars who also walked in the same path that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's nerve-wracking. It was actually my first time abroad and to live... to go to a city I'm not familiar with. It was an adventure. But to be honest, it was also nerve-wracking and scary.
Okay. Pero paano mo na-overcome yun?
Siguro just the courage to actually go and just do it.
Mm-hmm.
At super malaking factor yung support na binigay ng university kasi diba, they received me when I arrived from the airport. They helped me get settled in. And yung facilities ng school in itself, the support system was really good. So I think that was a major factor why I was able to assimilate myself in the university lifestyle.
Okay. So kasi diba, Charmaine, nakapag-aral ka na, natapos mo na yung Masters of Architecture.
Yes.
So what did you learn that you think you can apply in your Lihok Kabataan concept?
I learned actually na the world is really big. Kasi yung na-learn ko during the whole master's degree as an architecture student was new broad things, new technology. It was a really wide, it opened me to a really wide world of things and possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to understand that yung world where I live in, it seems kasi yung, ano, yung pinaka-objective ng RIP ko is to start a chain series to build playground all around the Philippines.
Yep.
Right? It seemed impossible. Maybe it seemed ideal, too ideal. But being exposed to what I was exposed to during the degree, I was able to realize that it is possible.
Wow.
And some or even more visions started even smaller and have grown larger. So I want to be a part of that big global system and with this idea of the Lihok Kabataan movement as the pioneer movement that I will, you know, propose.
Wow, Charmaine, you're inspiring me, huh?
Okay,
so Charmaine, what would be your most memorable moment?
Most memorable
moment? In studying, yeah, at Deakin University.
In studying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, siguro when I was able to actually see the results and I received my results from the university. Kasi when you're waiting for that final grade,
yung
feeling na you're in a limbo, na parang you want to have fun, you want to enjoy Australia and everything like that, but then you're waiting for that grade. It was really nerve-wracking, but the moment that I received the grades and the result for the assessment, and it was official, I finished my degree, it was like, it was surreal.
Because,
you know, apart from the fact na I passed all the units, it was also meant that it was time for me to leave. It was surreal dahil nga, it was time for me to go back and, you know, fulfill the original mission that I started when I joined, when I applied and joined for the scholarship.
All right. So, Charmaine, it was published in different media outlets that the newest set of scholars are coming to Australia this July.
Oh, yes.
So, ano yung mabibigay mong payo o tips para sa kanila?
It won't be easy. Before I went to Australia, I was applying for the master's. I was telling myself, oh, I want to learn new things. I want to, parang I was excited to study. But when you're there, parang lahat ng ideal things in your head, especially when you have a deadline. And it's gonna be, there will be difficult turns along the way. But always remember that you have a strong support system, not just in the university, but the Australia Award Scholarship Facility as well.
So finishing your studies in Australia and being a better architect now
Mm-hmm.
What's your plan, Charmaine?
Right now, I've already met a couple of people and organizations because we're mapping out the plan for the Lihok Kabataan movement. Nothing is still set on stone because I'm still working on the playground design and build manual because I have to ensure that this manual will speak to the local.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who can understand and can translate the plans into reality without any trouble. So right now, at the moment, everything is still being ironed out. I'm actually also already practicing architecture again.
Okay.
But soon enough, we have a target around November based on the timeline. We'll start the launch of the playground manual and start to build the first prototype around that time.
Wow, Charmaine. Very inspiring. So, ano yung final words mo, Charmaine, for the Filipino-Australian community, to all the students who dream of studying as well in a foreign land? Anong final words mo for them?
For me, I cannot say final words kasi the whole journey in itself is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
The beginning of a bigger journey, the beginning of an endeavor bigger than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So just be strong and be steadfast. When you're there, it's going to be difficult. I am not parang di ba parang napakanega kasi I'm saying it's really difficult because in reality it is.
Yeah. So, life is difficult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it will never be easy, but it will always, always be worth it.
All right. Thank you very much, Charmaine. Nakasama po natin si Charmaine.
Thank you also.
Isang mahusay na architect na naging isa ring Australia Awards scholar. Maraming salamat sa iyo, Charmaine.
Thank
congratulations!
Oh, thank you. Adrian.
You're graduating.
Oh, I'm really excited, actually.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. And good luck on your plans. I know that you're going to be successful and you'll be able to help and contribute a lot to our country.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm also hoping the same as well.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.